101.3 WIBD AM 1470. It is 8:05 on this Wednesday morning, and we're chatting just a little later than normal with Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. She actually got to come in, what, 15, 20 minutes later than usual this morning, huh? You gotta like that.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. I don't mind coming in early to talk on the radio, but...
but still, you
once
know,
that, in a while.
That extra 15 minutes.
Have a little more time in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. And, boy, another beautiful morning out there, huh?
Oh, just gorgeous.
And so let's see, all kinds of stuff as a... Now that the school year is back in session, some of the regular school year, fall and winter programs getting underway. You have one coming up tomorrow night at 6:30 that I will not be attending.
You know, I get very mixed reactions to this program when I talk about it. I'm very excited about it. I'm a fan. We are going to have Steve Keller's Traveling Snake Show here at the library tomorrow night. And the reason we say it's a regularly scheduled program is... We don't have snakes every month, but we do have a program put on by the Kiwanis Early Risers every month. So they've gone ahead and sponsored Steve to come in to the library and do a very cool educational show about the world's most misunderstood creature, the snake. So we'll have snakes from North America, South America, Asia, and Africa. So we're covering most of the globe. And if you're interested in snakes or if you have a kid interested in snakes, this is a really great free program, starts at 6:30, and I'm personally very excited about it because it's, you know, the snakes, they're in a safe, controlled environment, you know, so if you wanted to come get over your fear, in theory, you could.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can just kind of drop the kids off by the snakes and then just hover nearby rather than actually interacting with the snakes yourself
if
that's what you're into.
Now, I had a weird thing happen this summer with a snake. I found one that had somehow crawled into the pouch on my folding chair that I keep outside and then couldn't get out, and I found it dead in there.
Oh, no.
That was kind of I was not enthused.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah, I was not enthused about that. So coming up on Saturday, it is Curiosity Day, I'm guessing in honor of Curious George and the Man in the Yellow Hat.
Yes, exactly. So Curiosity Day, September 16th, that's Saturday at 10 a.m. Curious George may be making a special appearance, so that should be pretty cool. But we will have a special story time, some games and crafts and that kind of thing. And you can always check out our Facebook page for more information on that.
All right. Is this something that goes on every year, Curiosity Day?
I believe it is like a national...
Okay, so it's kind
thing.
Of like kind
and,
of like Dr.
So
Seuss Day, that kind of
year.
Thing. And okay, all right, and so if you've got a yellow hat, wear it and come over, right?
Yes, definitely.
All right. Needles in the Book Stacks coming up again. This is coming up on Monday.
Yeah. So this is I love this program. It's just the very coolest. It's a social group for those who love knitting, crochet, embroidery, weaving, any kind of fiber art. If you have something you're working on, you can bring it on by. You can always start something new or seek advice from more experienced crafters or share your own wisdom. It's pretty cool. So we do get all ages and experience levels who come into this. We have folks who are like, hey, I'm just learning to knit. Or, I was... hoping to get some tips from some other people. So happens the first and third Monday of the month, and next Monday is, in fact, the third Monday of the month already. So that'll be on the 18th at 6:30 p.m. upstairs in the second floor conference room.
All right, and coming up next Tuesday afternoon, Bring Your Own Book Club.
Oh, yes. This is always a favorite of mine. Teens and preteens are invited to Bring Your Own Book, which is BYOB. We don't assign a book. You just discuss what you're currently reading, get ideas for what to read next, that kind of thing. And it's kind of nice, kind of a low-pressure group for if you just want to hang out with other people who like reading.
All right. Sounds good. And then Wonder Woman comes out on DVD next Tuesday. And next Tuesday, you have Wonder Woman movie night scheduled.
Yes. So after the Bring Your Own Book Club at 6:30, we're going to show the summer blockbuster, which is great because I saw it three times in the theater, and I am excited to see it again on the big screen. So the movie, if you haven't seen it, follows Diana, who's a princess of the Amazons, a highly trained warrior, and then a pilot crashes on the island of the Amazons, tells them all about, hey, World War I is going on outside. So she... Diana decides to leave home to help fight the war, and she discovers her full powers and reveals her destiny along the way. The film is rated PG-13 and runs about 2.5 hours. You're definitely welcome to bring your own snacks and beverages. And because of the time constraints, so we close at 9 o'clock, so we're going to get started right at 6:30. So if you want to get a good seat, you probably should come in a little bit before the movie starts.
All right. And I have not seen this. I am looking forward to seeing it. And now I have the... The complete Linda Carter TV series on DVD. So,
oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. So fall book sale is coming up.
It is. It's getting to be about that time. We're going to be selling adult fiction and nonfiction books. Proceeds will benefit the adult library collections and adult programming. We will take donations of gently used adult fiction and nonfiction for the sale until Thursday, September 21st. So if you've got book sale donations, feel free to drop them off at the library circulation desk. If you have any questions about that kind of thing, get in touch with Sarah here at the library. Actually, to get in touch with Sarah, wait a couple of days. She's in Ireland at the moment. So maybe shoot her an email so she can read it when she gets back. We do have a Facebook event for more information about the sale, which will be taking place on Friday, September 22nd and Saturday, September 23rd. If you are more in the business of buying books than donating them, check us out on that Friday and Saturday.
All right, and... just books, no DVDs, no audiobooks. These are books for this?
Ooh, there might be audiobooks, but I don't think there will be any DVDs.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to let people know. And library hours are?
Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fridays from 9 until 6, and Saturdays from 9 to 1. And like I always say, you can always give us a call. The number is 262-335-5151. That's how you get more information about anything. You can sign up for Read with Rover that way. Anything at all that I've talked about today, you can, or any general library questions, got a book you need to renew, give us a call. You can also visit our Facebook page, which is West Bend Community Memorial Library, or visit our website at west-bendlibrary.org.
And again, a reminder that if I remember, we'll put this up as a podcast at WIBD West Bend .com later on this morning.